The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. Good morning. 638 Brock Hunter.
How are you?
Doing real good. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit right now. Though, let's get to your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We are crushing it. Just nailing it. Now that the microphones are working, that's great.
Yeah.
We're really doing it. We're really doing it, Hunter.
I'm using one of those old school toy microphones. Remember the ones you used to talk into and it would echo?
It was red with like a blue top. Absolutely.
Perfect. Yes. Yep.
Well, Pete Townshend famously wrote, "I hope I die before I get old," in The Who's My Generation. Well, despite years of drugs and alcohol abuse, he made it to 75. In a recent interview, he reflected on some of what has taken place over those 75 years.
When the war was over, my dad wasn't present on my birth because he was over in Germany playing to our victorious troops. You know, I'm just continuing the family tradition. I just hope we remain victorious, to be honest, because I think we have a great way of life and I think we're good people and I don't think we've done too much that's wrong. And if we're getting things wrong now, let's try and work out how to improve it.
He also commented on The Who themselves.
I couldn't have had better men beside me. I couldn't have. In fact, if we'd have been four arty-farty art students who all thought like I did, it would have been a complete mess. You know, I just used to kind of walk around with my arty ideas and the rest of them got on with the job because I was a deep thinker. I smoked pot and listened to R&B records. But that moment of uniting what I'd been taught at art school and suddenly realizing that this little R&B band had this potential to make this extraordinary noise.
Obviously, Townshend got known for smashing his guitars on stage and just destroying it all in general. Here he's talking about how that came to be.
It comes out of that thing of thinking after a while that this isn't enough and that what I have to do is I have to make some new sounds. And I start banging the guitar around. I imagined that when I hit the guitar on the ground or bounced the guitar on the ground or bashed it on a ceiling or whatever, that it would make an interesting sound. And it did. You know, I looked pretty cool doing it as well.
It is one of the coolest things ever. And obviously, like I mentioned, all the years of drugs and alcohol took its toll, but he's made it to 75. Here he is talking about being an alcoholic and what he gained by becoming sober.
At one time, I was doing like 3 bottles of brandy a day. I mean, quite seriously. You know, and I think I don't look too bad for somebody that drank 3 bottles of cognac for 15 years. But the secret for me to be able to tour with The Who and still kind of put on a reasonable show and to be up there and move around and enjoy the music and be able to put my energy into it has been the years that I've been clean.
Do you hear that, Hunter? 3 bottles of brandy a day.
Yeah, how?
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 It's insane to me. And then make it to 75. Maybe you and I will make it. I don't know.
Is it thing just 3 bottles of if you replaced it with water, I would still be like, my stomach. It's so much liquid. And then it's booze. But you throw it's booze on top of it.
That's so much.
Could you imagine?
You have to start drinking so early. You and I both know, because we've done it. When we were younger, college age, you know, let's start drinking at 10 a.m. And then you can go pretty. Now, I just forget about it. If I have a drink by noon, I'm asleep by 6:30. It's insane.
Here's the thing. If he's mixing it, it's even more liquid. So you're throwing, Diet Coke or whatever he's throwing into that cognac.
I think if you're at the level of drinking 3 bottles, you're not mixing it at that point.
I don't think so either.
You're doing it for the taste. You're on a mission. Lastly, Pete Townshend talked about the main reason why he wrote his memoir, Who I Am, which was published in 2012.
The main thrust of this book was the book that I wanted to write when I was 20, which was the music that I'd grown up with had changed suddenly. And I had this new set of customers. which were the audience that the very, very young Who were playing to in Shepherd's Bush. And I had no words really for them. You know, I was an art student, and as an art student, I felt divorced from the rock and roll audience that we performed before. And I wanted words from them. And the words that I was able to give them were the words of inarticulacy, and set those words to music. So the words are yours and the music is mine.
Obviously a legend and has given us so much amazing music. You heard it from the man himself, Pete Townshend. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history. If I hit the button.
On this day in rock history.
And on this day, it's fair to say, 1945, Pete Townshend, lead guitarist and songwriter of The Who, was born in London. Made it to the big 7-5, Hunter, on three bottles of cognac a day.
I'm still thinking about that.
That's insane. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.